It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. This is a little segment we like to call
Wait, what happened?
All right, you got to hear these stories to believe them. Kicking things off with a poo-poo log found at Goodwill.
Wait, what happened?
Okay, get this. A secondhand shopper was browsing the book section at Goodwill, came across this really cute pink diary. It appeared to be like glittery. It says love, love, love on the cover. Turns to find out inside it was actually a poo-poo log, and someone had tracked all their bowel movements for the last year.
What's the purpose of that?
Like some said like it had sad face with like no go today. Or like how many times you went to the restroom. Although I feel like Dr. Oz would love this because he says you should track like your system.
Wow.
How do we feel about this?
I know someone that used to only go like 3 times a month. Like no joke.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
That's so unhealthy.
That's what I thought. So that log must have been, you know.
I say at least twice a day you should.
Yeah, you're supposed to go
twice
every day.
Yes, every day.
Keep it moving, honey.
Yeah. Oh, once a day.
Drink the coffee.
I'd be mortified if someone found like my like log of how.
Oh, that was a rough one. 2 p.m. did me in.
What log are we talking about here? kidding.
Well, keeping on that front, they placed dirty diapers in an Amazon box?
Wait, what happened?
Yes, okay, so this family was so sick and tired of porch pirates, a Missouri family. They had had it with someone stealing all their Amazon boxes for the holidays, so they took their baby's dirty diapers and stuffed them in an Amazon box, literally taped it up as if brand new, and put it on their front porch. And sure enough, the person, the porch pirate, it was the same lady who kept stealing all their stuff, stole the package of dirty diapers. She got hers in the end.
I honestly love it. That's so clever. Someone stole out of my car. They broke into my car and stole a backpack, and all I had in it was like disc golfs. So I feel like it was like the same thing. Like, great, that's all I got.
I remember back in the day, I had fake Chanel sunglasses, and someone stole them out of my suitcase, and I was like,
oh, no.
I mean, I was sad, but it's like those are not worth. They were worth like $5. But I was still sad. Well, a single dad markets himself as a fake holiday boyfriend.
Wait, what happened?
This is really cute, actually. An Akron man, Akron, Ohio, is marketing himself as Christmas teddy bear. He took an ad out on Facebook Marketplace. His name is Matthew, and he posted that he will be your brand new Christmas boyfriend this holiday season. He posted cute, seductive pics of him in a teddy bear onesie in front of a highly decorated Christmas tree. And he posted, "Hey, girl. Are you in the market for a brand new Christmas boyfriend? We have a Christmas special. You can have me take me to all your dinner parties, your dates. Maybe we will fall in love." Now, he originally listed himself at a price of $10,000, but he added that was negotiable. And he said he had 500 women reach out to him.
Have you seen his picture? Is he a 10?
I mean, he's cute. It's more, I mean, I was like, oh, that's clever. No, I mean, I wasn't into it. But I do. I have a Christmas party coming up. They're like, "Do you have a plus one?" I was like, I think it'd be fun to maybe rent a boyfriend for the night, you know?
Yeah.
Not $10,000. Yeah.
Maybe he could lower the price and just go on multiple dates with multiple women.
See? Now you're talking. I think he was just trying to get attention. Yeah. And it's working. Facebook did take it down, but he got a lot of attention for it. And lastly here, that's not a dog.
Wait, what happened?
A man in Canada thought he hit a dog, and he felt so bad. He went to the side of the road, picked up the dog. To come to find out, he put a coyote in his passenger seat. Terrifying. So he clipped this poor animal. It flew into a ditch. He felt so terrible. He stopped his car, went to the side of the road to pick it up. He placed it in his back seat and then was like, "Hey, that doesn't really look like a dog. It was a freaking coyote." But he did get the coyote to the vet, and I'm happy to report the coyote will make a full recovery. But how dangerous?
Do you think the coyote was like grateful, or was the coyote like
savage and attacked him?
His death.
That's terrible. A lot of people don't walk their little dogs at night because the coyotes are
vicious.
Side note, I saw there's a new sweater now that has spikes on it that you could put on tiny dogs.
And really?
It's to get like, so coyotes don't attack it.
That's smart.
Right?
Available at where your boyfriend works?
Oh, no. I don't know. I saw this on Facebook somewhere. Okay. I got to get one though for my little
puppy. That is genius though. Now you know. Okay, you guys, it is Throwback Thursday. This is very exciting and I like it because our odds are better. Since there's three of us, it's McKinsey, producer Porkchop, intern Clo Money holding it down.
When I was young, I fell in love. We used to hold hands, man. That was enough. Then we grew up.